4 NXY, David.
How are you, Miss Marie, doing this morning?
Okay, I just finished my first cup of coffee. Been sitting here watching the news and listening to some guys on 3906. As a fella, he definitely sounds like he's in New Jersey. I've been listening to him and some other guy talk for a while.
Well, hopefully you found some good news on the TV this morning. And the conversation is a good one.
The conversation on 3906 is a pretty good one. They just, you know, chit-chat about this, that, and the other. And I like listening to the guy's accent. It's a New Jersey accent's kind of different.
It is kind of different. You can definitely tell when somebody's up around that area.
Yeah, years and years ago when I was a kid and we were camping. We went camping a lot when I was a kid, and we were down in Myrtle Beach, and there were some other kids from up north, and you could definitely tell that you ain't from around here, are you? You know?
Same thing about us when you travel, though, so, or we travel. They can tell when somebody else is there as soon as you open your mouth most of the time.
Ray and I were out in California years ago. She had to go out there for work, and we went into a Burger King, Hardee's or something, and just as soon as I ordered something, the kid behind the counter, he said the same thing, you're not from around here.
It's usually pretty easy to tell. You been outside to look at the moon yet?
Heard it's an extra large full moon. I need to get out there and look before daylight.
Down there, but it's awful bright this morning, too.
Must have some clouds, because I'm looking out the window, and it's still pretty dark.
Enough up here that trees are casting a shadow over the road.
That is a pretty bright full moon. I remember one time years ago, I was having car problems with my old Mustang, and the alternator was going out, and the battery was starting to die, and I limped on in to the house by the light of the full moon. I was lucky it was a bright full moon that night. I was coming in from work, and that was how I was able to see to get on home.
That day, well, I'm into the black hole, so I'm either going to have to get off or jump over the 285. I don't know if the other guys are out here yet or not.
They might be, and I don't have 285 in this radio. I can punch it in on the VFO, but I'll let you go. Yeah, I can tell you kind of popping in and out. I'll catch you a little later, KF4NXY.
Have a good day if I don't talk to you again, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HK. Clear. 73.
4CEF Mobile.
DFW Mobile. Good morning.
And Mobile. NC9B Mobile, excuse me.
Gentlemen, Keen, you're on a few minutes early.
I must be running a little early for some reason.
I sat there and drink coffee for the last 30 minutes.
So how was y'all's Monday?
Uneventful, just like I like it.
I was good, didn't have any problems, and enjoyed my extra day off, I guess.
Extra day off.
KN4TFW.
Or warned me about that cattle shoot this morning. They come across the state line there, bam, you're in a cattle chute already.
25? Or was he on the 16th?
He must have been on a different channel, not this one.
Out of there, hang on.